Congress has promised no government shutdown this year, but some observers think now it is starting to look more likely. Some Republicans want to tie any appropriations measure or continuing resolution or any funding vehicle to language that would defund Planned Parenthood. 18 House Republicans signed a letter before they left for a summer recess, some senators joining that movement. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call, and he says Republicans have fought similar battles before. And David, the music's back. My colleague Nicole thought that it was, given where we're going and where we seem to be headed, that it's time to bring it back and have it on the ready.
I think she's right. I think it's not no longer a pipe dream. Actually, there's a budget watcher, one of the smartest people who watches the budget that I know, a guy named Stan Collender. He estimates now, gives it a 60% chance that there'll be a government shutdown. So that got my attention. He's been reading these tea leaves even longer than I have. It does seem like this is has become the rallying cry for the conservative, for the sort of social conservatives, that they think that this is somehow this version of the movie will be different from the others, and that they'll win on this one.
Pretty amazing.
It's kind of amazing. I think that, you know, it's, I mean, yes, if you are. You know, many people have been shocked by these videos that have come out in the last couple of weeks about the suggesting that Planned Parenthood people were in the commerce of fetal tissue, which is against the law. But whether even those conservative Republican base voters believe the government should shut down over this, I think is a wide open question. Nothing the Republicans have ever tried that led to a government shutdown or the brink of a government shutdown has ever worked to their polling advantage.
And it's even talking about it, I don't believe, has ever worked to their advantage, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. I think just every, you know, I mean, in the end, the president, you know, and this was going back to Bill Clinton 20 years ago now, is essentially able to make the most convincing argument by saying, you know, we may have our disagreements, but you can't just be petulant and shut the government down as a result. We got to work it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sort of goes against what my reading of the polling is and talking to voters is that what they really want is a government that functions and that works it out without histrionics.
Well, I've started to have conversations also with national security and foreign policy and diplomacy experts from all across the ideological spectrum about what the place, what America's place will be in the world in the next 10 to 25 years. And every single one of them, unprompted, has mentioned the functionality of our government as one of the things that's detracting from the way that we're perceived around the world. And this strikes me as just another example of it.
Yep, I think that's an excellent point. I was actually talking with a guy from one of the big credit rating companies. You know, I don't want to say which one, but because I'd get him in trouble. But, I mean, he's like sort of ashen-faced that they might have to go through this again about taking a good look at the sort of the credit worthiness of the United States. And doesn't look good.
It's ironic that when countries like Greece are doing everything they can to keep their governments open, we seem to be in a big hurry to close ours down. I'm not sure I understand that juxtaposition, but there it is anyway.
Right, and just sort of make no mistake that if this happens, the Republicans, you know, they just simply do not have the votes to make this happen. They cannot win this because they do not have. The president has made clear that he'll veto any bill that defunds Planned Parenthood. And so even if the Republicans shut down the government as a result, they just don't have the votes to get their way. I mean, it's plain and simple.
And that's a strikingly clear message that the president would be able to deliver as to why he's done it. And there's no possible way, I think, that you could spin that. I mean, President Obama delivers a veto and says the reason I've delivered this veto is for whatever the language that he'll use to justify continuing to support
right.
Planned Parenthood. And I'm not casting an opinion one way or the other, but that's the message he'll deliver, and that's going to be effective.
It's going to be tremendously
effective coming from the President of the United States.
It will, and that's even though it's possible here that a majority of Congress, I mean, some Democrats will, depending on how it's phrased, would want to punish Planned Parenthood for this. Most all Republicans would. So it's possible that the president ends up winning this just because of the power of the presidency and the muscle that he's got. even if a majority, though a majority of members of Congress will vote against him on this, would actually vote to take the money away from Planned Parenthood. But he will say, even if we have this disagreement, I'm going to stick up for Planned Parenthood. They do a lot of good. They shouldn't. All the women who get the services of Planned Parenthood, whether they're it's reproductive services, whether that's abortions or whatever, they deserve to be protected. But beyond all that, this is not the way to have the fight. And that's what that's the message, the simple message that I think that he and Bill Clinton before him gave that resonated with the public, that this is just not the way to run the people's business.
Is there a leadership strategy for dealing with any of this yet? Or is this so new that...
I think this sort of bubbled up in the House, as you alluded to at the top, right before the House took an earlier than expected start to their August recess. Mitch McConnell said last week, essentially, I'll think about this when we get back in September. I suppose it is possible that during the August recess, when many of these members go and meet with their constituents and take a little break and do a little exhaling of some fresh air, that maybe they'll come back in the fall and have a different strategy.
One would hope. The Senate is still in this week for a couple of days, isn't it?
They are. They have actually a test vote on this very question right about now. I don't have my C-SPAN 2 on, but they were due to vote this evening, essentially a procedural test vote to sort of gauge the amount of sentiment for whether to defund Planned Parenthood, and that will offer some insight into where the strategy goes after tonight.
I can't believe that you don't sit there with C-SPAN 1, 2, and 3 on all the time.
Well,
it would be like somebody in the sports business that doesn't have ESPN on.
Yes, you're exactly right. I do it in July, but not in August.
you just can't take it in August. I can understand that, I suppose. All right. And President Obama says that he wants to do negotiations on the budget now. I thought that it was interesting that he decided to make this public proclamation right as he knew very well Congress was ready to leave town. Nonetheless, it's a good sign, I suppose, that he wants to talk. One would hope that means that he understands that his position is not going to be the final position. Do we have any sense if anybody cares about anything that he has to say regarding budget negotiations right now?
Not right now. I think this is a necessary part of the sort of the dance of this whole thing. As you rightly point out, him saying this now means nothing because they're gone until September 8th. I don't think there's any chance that any of the big dogs are going to come back to Washington and start these talks now. I think that they're going to have to work through the sort of the first budget skirmish, which is the one we were just talking about the CR, the first CR, keeping the government open, shutdown, showdown, all that, get past that, and then any real negotiations about ending the sequester, easing the caps, which, of course, all that's necessary to get in the defense bill done, too, that'll start in September after this first skirmish is over.
So I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed that we won't need this. We'll keep it on hand, but
Let's not play it again until the Monday after Labor Day.
Okay, that's a deal. I'll do that, and I thank you as always for being on the program.
Take care.